Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell, sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
But Charles Roquelon, he keeps you from getting slaughtered. He keeps you from being too greedy. And each week he brings you the sell of the week. Now, of course, he also brings you each week the buy of the week. Yesterday's pick was Apple, ticker symbol AAPL. We'll see where he's going today with the sell of the week. But before we do, a quick reminder. Charles is the editor of AAII Journal, the American Association of Individual Investors Journal. You can get more information at their website. It's AAII.com. He's also the author of Better Good Than Lucky. And you can find out what he's doing on the days he's not here by following him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roquelon. Charles, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Lincoln Electric Holdings.
Okay, this is ticker symbol LECO, and I don't know if anybody's going to be shocked by this, but why are we saying that Lincoln Electric is the sell of the week?
Well, this is a stock I first listed as buy of the week on May 21st, 2012. I sold my shares today, Monday, as we record this, and I'll go over the reasons why I sold it. But I really quickly want to point out that since we first talked about the stock on May 21st, the stock is up 60% versus a 42% price change for the S&P 500. So the stock has actually done really well. There's a few reasons why I sold it. Every week I actually run a screen in our Stock Investor Pro program. And it's very easy for someone to do this with paper, too, where I look at various criteria to see how the stock's performing so I get some quantitative feedback as to whether or not the stock's still attractive, whether the stock's kind of moderate, or the stock's over the sell line. Over the weekend, this stock showed up as being over the sell line. I sold it. And what caused it to pop over was A, the PE, which is almost at 21, the price to book, which is close to 4. So the valuation things, even though they're not very high on an absolute level, they are high enough to tip the scales. We also saw slight downward revision to earnings estimates. The other thing, though, that concerned me, and it's something I had been watching anyway, was Venezuela. This company gets about 5% of its revenues from Venezuela. Over the weekend, Venezuela said they're going to allow their currency to float. The Wall Street Journal on Monday morning, when writing about it, they said, and I'm quoting here, opens a path to a massive devaluation of the bolivar. During the fourth quarter conference call, Lincoln Electronics talked about that and talked about the impact of currency devaluation on their operations in Venezuela. And they said, and I'll quote again, it could affect the division's ability to pay obligations and maintain normal production levels. So we're looking here at a situation where the company has been expecting a devaluation. They even sent the conference call. We're surprised it hasn't happened yet, but this is one of the main drivers of their international growth. This is a global company that specializes in arc welding. And now you have a stock that, relative to its historical valuation, is kind of expensive. And now you have this threat in one of their foreign operations, which is now coming a little bit closer to being a reality. I still think this is a great company, but I think when you look at everything combined, it makes sense to perhaps take your profits and move on.
So this is a case where it's a good company that has now gotten to where it's a bad stock.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a really well-run company. It's cash flow positive. It's been raising its dividend. And I think this is a case where if someone wants to build a list of stocks I would buy if the global economy hit the fan and I'm looking to buy things on the cheap, realizing that I'm doing a contrarian play, I think this is a great company. They're a leader in their market. They make a product that's always going to have demand. But there's a time and place for everything. And whereas about 2 years ago, it was a good time to be buying the stock, now I think it's a time to be selling the stock.
How bad could this get? And because this is a good company, is this something where you sell it, you expect it to go down, but oh, by the way, if and when it goes down, you then say, ah, now it's back to being a good stock.
Yeah, I do think it's a good stock that you want to keep your eye on. I would look for a 15% drop in the stock, which would bring the PE below 18 and the stock closer to its historical premium over the construction and agricultural machinery group. I would reevaluate situation because we are seeing weakness in China. We are seeing some global weakness. I would wait to see what that's like. And if things really get weak, again, I think this is a good buy. But if things just kind of look like they're deteriorating, you may want to look for the valuation to get even cheaper, maybe a PE of closer to 15 at that point to consider purchasing it, or at least a price to book ratio closer to 2. Like I said, I think it's a good company, but I do think, especially with cyclical stocks, there's a time and place and you need to be patient when you approach them.
Okay, so in the long and short of this one might again be a buy for you, but for the time being, it needs to be corrected. And for folks who are holding this, who maybe took you at your word when you talked about buy of the week, the real thing again is that opportunity cost. It's broken the reasons why you bought it, so that makes it a sell, and you want to avoid the opportunity cost of holding it, even if you think it might be good enough to go back on it someday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a point to realize the next ex-dividend date is March 31st, but we're talking a dividend of 23 cents per share. So when you figure the daily fluctuations of the stock, it may not even make sense holding out to that because that type of move the stock could have in a single day, either up or down.
Okay. So again, the sell of the week, Lincoln Electric. And although Charles once said when it comes to Lincoln Electric, today he's saying this.
I just can't do it, Captain. I do it have the power.
And so he's telling you to avoid the shock, get out of Lincoln Electric, watch it go down, and then consider whether or not it might be the buy of the week again. That's how we play the game here on Money Life. Remember, his buy of the week was Apple, ticker symbol AAPL. And if you want to know what he's doing when he's not here, you're going to go to AAII.com or you're going to follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roadblock. Charles, look forward to talking to you again next week.
I do as well.
We've just gotten started on the Wednesday, March 26th edition of Money Life, but there is much, much more to go. So stick around. The big interview is next when Money Life continues.